Okay, good morning, everyone. So last time we were talking about Bechiras Yisrael, last two times, I suppose. At the end, we started talking about the Mahalik, the Rambam. The last thing we read was a piece from the Moreh Nevuchim, where he said that there are certain types of questions that we shouldn't expect to be able to answer. Why God created the world this way and not that way? And one of the examples that we saw that he gave was, why were the Jewish people chosen? So the Rambam is telling us we shouldn't really expect to understand that. It's a mystery. As we noted, this is very much consistent with the Torah's presentation of Hashem's choosing Avram in Parshas Lech Lecha, where, in contrast to Noach, Hashem just chooses Avram, no reason is given. Let's begin with a piece from his Igeret Teiman, which is at the bottom of page 4. So he says here a remarkable thing. A de'u. De'u shezos hi Torah Hashem ha'amitis shenitna lanu al yidei ha'adom kol nevi'im ha'rishon v'achronim shebetorah zos hivdi lanu ha'borei mishar b'nei ha'olam shenama rak v'avoseichem chashak Hashem li'ava osam v'ivchar b'zaram achareihem b'achem mikol amim kayom hazeh v'ein zeh l'fi sh'ayinu ru'uyim l'chkach ela b'chazdo shel borei v'tuv'o Shehis chased elenu vehetiv lanu b'shvil shekadmu lavoseinu ma'isim tovim b'yedias habori v'avodaso shenamar lo mirubchem mikol hamim chashak Hashem b'chem. Like we noted earlier, these psukim highlight that the reason for our selection is not necessarily because of anything we did, but rather b'chazdo shel borei. The tuvo lischased aleinu. It's a type of chesed, a type of matana. Truth is, that's really what we need from this, but it's kedai to read on a little bit just because these words are so inspiring. And it relates to our topic. Umintnei, shiyiched osanu abori bevitzvosav uvechukosav vihisbara ma'alasenu alzulasenu bechlalusav. Uvemishpatav shenamar umigai gadol asher lo chukim umishpatim tzadikim gomer kinunu agayim kulam al daseinu kina gadola. So the Rambam here is actually telling you the source for anti-Semitism. It's because of God's having selected us, and it's rooted in jealousy. Vayichaltzu malcheihem b'shvila la'ar'er aleinu sitna ve'eva v'ritzonam li'lachem b'Hashem. In other words, anti-Semitism is as much about anti-God. V'lasos meriva imo v'elokim hu umi irav lo. V'ein l'chazman me'az shenitna lanu v'torah ad zmanenu zeh shekol melech oved avodazara gover O machriach, o mizgaber, o anas, she'en tchilas kavanaso, v'da'ato, lister toraso, v'lahafoch, dasenu ba'ones, benitzachon uvecherev, kimo amalek, v'sisra, v'sancherev, v'nuvuchanetzar, v'titus, v'adrainus, v'harbik yotzi bahen. Zehu, hinua ha'achad mishnei hanoim, she'hisvakchu, l'natzeach, right? So just remember what's going on over here. What's going on over here is the Rambam is addressing the Jewish community in Teiman who have been persecuted. They have been forcibly converted. They have undergone incredible suffering. The persecution led to a false Messiah. It's a very gefährliche Matzav over there, and as we talked about last time, the Rambam really succeeds in being mechazik the community, and ever since then the community accepted the Rambam as their leader. And so he's telling them, you know, that you're undergoing tremendous tsaris because you're Jewish, but that's because you're so special, and because Hashem loves you so much, and because of the special relationship. He then goes on to discuss the nature and the sources of anti-Semitism, which is very interesting, but we're going to skip that part. V'hine bi'er Yishayahu alav ha'shalom v'hodi'anu mishmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu sha'uma zos kol yimei Yosef galos kol mishiyala v'machshav tol iskaber aleha v'lanos osa efshar lo lasos v'yatzliach. And it's true, Taka, that throughout our exile, Hashem is going to allow various enemies to successfully persecute us. The Rambam himself, as we know, fled his homeland of Spain and wandered about around the Middle East for many years due to persecution. Aval b'achariso, in the end, Yishlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshia, v'yasir mimena cholya ukeiva, shekein amar Yishayahu, chazos kasha Hagid li habogid bogid vashodid shodid alai ilaim tsuri de kol anchasa heshavti. And then he says an amazing thing. Unbelievable. When I first saw this, V'chein hivtichanu haborei al yedei neviyav shelo novad v'lo yase imanu klaya. God promised through his prophets that we will never be destroyed. And we're always going to be his special nation. A nation that's the recipient of his chesed. Ukimo shi afshar shi isbatal mitziuso shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kein I afshar shenovad v'nisbatal min olam. Just like God's existence is necessary and immutable and unchanging, so too, and remember it's Rambam making this comparison, so too we will never be wiped out. Shekein Amar Malachi Ani Hashem Lo Shinisi V'atem Bnei Yaakov Lo Chilisem. What's the tzushtal in that pasuk? The pasuk's telling us, just like I, God, am unchanging, eternal, immutable, so too you, Klal Yisrael, are eternal. Ukimo kein sarenu v'hemitz osanu yisbarach shemo shenimna etzlenu limos osanu b'chlalenu. God will never utterly despise us, or I should say precisely despise us as a nation. In other words, of course, there will be Jews that do the wrong thing, or even groups of Jews that do the wrong thing, but as a nation, God's love for us is eternal. Ibris olam. V'af al pi shenach isehu v'na'avor al mitzvosav. And surely, even though we have sinned and violated his mitzvah, shekein kasav Yishayahu, ko amar Hashem, im yimdu shamayim l'mala, v'yachkeru mostei aretz, l'mata gam ani amas b'chol zera Yisrael, al kol asher asunu um Hashem. U'kinyin zeh, but Inu have hiftichu b'Torah idei Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom shekein kasav v'af gamzos b'yosam b'eretz ayveim lo me'astim lo ge'altim l'chalosam l'afer b'yisitam ki ani Hashem Elokeihem. So the Rambam here tells us that we were not chosen because of our merits, but like the pasuk says, because of Hashem's love for us and because of the avos. And like we saw, because it's not a selection that's rooted in reason, so it's not subject to reason, because it's avash eina tluya bedavar, so mimela, it's eternal, it's guaranteed, it's necessary, and it will last forever. Ad kedei kach, that the Rambam says that just like Hashem himself is not subject to change, so too his love for us will never waver. So that's Bechira. It's not really something we could understand. So what we can try to do is to try to understand its nature. So we already saw the Rambam in this previous source, and we'll see in the next sources, write that it primarily manifests itself with respect to mitzvos. Like many Jewish thinkers say, Rabbi Yehuda Levi, for example, that Hashem selected a group of people with a unique function within creation. So, too, he selected us and gave us a mission. Now, the Rambam says the same idea, we're about to see it, in two different places, in two different ways. And it's startling because they almost seem to be opposites. We're going to see this idea, one, in the Hakdama to his Parsha Mishnah, and two, in his Parsha Mishnayos on Bava Kamma. And what the Rambam, to summarize in advance, is he says that, well, let's see what he says. We'll see the first one. The first one is in the Hakdama to the Parsha Mishnah. Here he says a fascinating thing. So again, we're on page five, bottom of the page. V'nishara kan she'ela achas v'hi yesh lemak shelomar atem kvar amartem shelo himtzia hachachma ha'elokis shum davar levatala v'shekol hanivraim tachas galgal hayareach ha'adam hu hanechbad shebahem v'shetachlis hamin ha'anoshi hu asagas hamuskalos. So first of all, the Rambam says very fascinating. The Rambam over here takes for granted that the world was created for a purpose and specifically for humanity, for mankind. And everything was therefore created for him. Now, parenthetically, it does seem like the Rambam was chozer from this idea. In the Mor Nevuchim, Chela Gimel, Perek Yud Gimel, the Rambam writes that we can't know why God created the world or for whom it was created. Over there, I didn't give this on your sheets, but I'll read you a little bit. He writes, "Tizbonein b'sefer ahu hameshar kol mishnah lozeh nikra Torah yizbar lecha zeh ha'inyan asher anachnu sovevim svivo mitchila maaseh bereishis ad sofo v'hu shelo biar klal b'davar mehem sheyeh b'avur davar acher." If you look at, let's say, Bereishis, it doesn't say X was created for Y. Ela kol chelek v'chelek michalkei olam zachar shehu hamitzio v'shemitzioso haya naos lekavana v'zeu amru v'yar lokim kitov. Look at how about every single creation it says v'yar lokim kitov. So the Rambam sounds like, says that indicates that it's valuable on its own right. Now, it's interesting. He could have said, yeah, but look at the end. It says Tov Me'od. He doesn't say that. He says that the word Kitov with respect to the various aspects of creation implies that each creation is independently valuable and you shouldn't necessarily see it as just playing a supporting role of that which was ultimately created, namely man. But in the Parsha Mishnayos, the Hakdamat Parsha Mishnayos, which is what we're reading now, he doesn't take that approach. He takes perhaps the more traditional approach, which is that everything was created for man. After all, it says, Tov Me'od. But not just any man, he says. He says that it was created for the Adam HaShalem, Kolol HaChachma V'Amaisa. And not just that, but he emphasizes here the Muskalot, right, that man, it not just for any purpose, but it was created for that perfected individual, and specifically intellectual perfection, right? V'shetach l'samin ha'anoshi hu asagas hamuskalos. And therefore, if that's true, if the world was created for the person who is Mesig Hamuskalos, for the intellectual person, for the philosopher, or whoever it is, so then he has an obvious question. Imkein, Madu Imtzi Hashem Kol Bnei Adam She'ena Masigim Muskal? Right? Why are there so many people? Lamaisa, how many people achieve that intellectual perfection? V'anachnu ro'im she'rov bnei adam reikim mimada rodfei ha'ta'avos v'al adam ha'milumad ha'parush nadir pla'i lo yimza el yachid be'achad hadoros. There are a lot of people in the world, right? How many of them are successful in this? How many? So why do we make so many people? So the Rambam gives two answers. Today's year is certainly it's politically incorrect, but the Rambam's position here is not necessarily the mainstream position in Judaism and the like. And even within the Rambam, at different places, he perhaps implies different things, as we saw maybe this whole thesis he rejects ultimately in the Mor Nevuchim. But let's still try to understand what he's saying over here in the Mor Nevuchim. So that's his kasha. So the Rambam gives two answers. Number one is that the masses are needed to serve that perfected individual, right? The world would go to waste, basically, if it was entirely filled with philosophers, or at the very least, if it was only philosophers, then those philosophers would be left with very little time to pursue wisdom, because they would be busy all day taking care of tilling the ground, right? So he writes, Agav, this is interesting with respect to his position on the prohibition of taking tzedakah for learning. Here, in a sense, he implies the opposite. The truth is, the Pasha says, the Rambam's view, the Rambam thinks it's very bad to take tzedakah for Torah learning, but the notion of others happily supporting someone to learn Torah is not objectionable in the same way. That might relate to what he says in Hilchos Shmita of Yovel, or the Rambam himself, who was, as we know, supported for many years by his brother. But anyway, so at Shuva, let's read inside. Shekol mitzius osam hanivrayim l'shtei sivos ha'achas l'shareis es oso hayachet. So the reason why the masses exist is to be mishamesh that perfected individual. Ki'ilu hayu kol bnei adam lamdanim mitfalsim hayaha olam aved. Right? Right? People need a lot of things. You need food, you need clothing, you need shelter. If all there were these perfected individuals, so all of them would have to learn how to be farmers, and tailors and builders, v'asiyas kelim l'chol eila ad sheyusag lo hamazon, v'chein haya tzarich l'omod tviya v'ariga kedei l'arog ma sheilbash uvinyan kedei l'vnos lo makom l'chasos v'yase kelim l'chol eila v'lo yaspiku chayei mesushelach kedei l'lmod kol ha'malacho she'adam zakuk lahem be'achrech l'man kiyumo. This guy would live nearly 1,000 years, and he still doesn't know how to build a house and to farm and to sow and all those things. Bim Kane, Masa Yomod, Oso Adam Chachma V'Yavin Bimada. When's he going to learn the important stuff? He'll be so busy with the practical. Lefikach Nimtzu Kol Eila Kedei Lasos Es Havodos Halalu Sheolam Tzarech Lahem. V'nimtza ha'milumad b'shvil atzmo, So what the Rambam is saying here is basically that there's a shutfus. That it is true that the purpose of the world is fulfilled by that Adam HaShalem. But that Adam HaShalem needs a lot of support and a lot of help. And that's what everybody else is there for. And together, they allow for the purpose of the world. That's answer number one. Answer number two, it's even more interesting. The reason for the existence of these uneducated masses is, and he says, by the way, this reason is even more important than the first reason, is to serve as companions for the sages. In other words, it's true. You know, how many gedolim are they? Echad minei alef. Right? It's very rare. It's very uncommon. So they would be so lonely if all there were them. So you'll say, okay. You know, so make a lot of smart people. You know, what do you need to make everybody for? So he says, that's not a good question. And therefore, to provide companionship, that's why it's necessary. Very, the Mesil Shishan, by the way, says the same idea. Tzavza. Let's read it. Vasiba sheinis lemitzius mishehu she'ein bo chachma lefi shebalei hachachma me'atim me'od shekach yivach hachmas alokis. Divine wisdom demanded that there be very few wise people, meaning, say, people capable of achieving these incredible madregos of wisdom. Ve'en lomar b'chol ma shechiva oso hachachma harishona madua chiva kach. So again, so you ask a shaila. So why is it necessary? Why is it that there are so few people capable of achieving these things? It's not a good kasha. Kamo she'en l'cha Shein lomar madua galgalim tasa tisha v'kochavim v'kochvei lecha shiva v'yisodos arba. Just like it's a stupid question to ask why are there only four elements, or I don't know how many elements there are nowadays. It's increased since the times of the Rambam, apparently. Why are there this many elements and this many planets and this many this? Those aren't good questions. This is what we saw the Rambam say to Martin Buchan last time, asking why God created the world this way, not that way, isn't a smart form of thinking. And therefore, memela, it's necessary to have only few chachamim. V'hincha ro'eh shekvar biyaru aleim ha-shalom davar zeh v'meshamer Reb Shimon bar Yochai al anshei doro kefi shehayu ra'isi bnei aliyah v'hem u'atim im shnayim heim ani uvanai heim u'lefikach hum tzu ha-hamon Lios litzeves b'nei ha'aliyah. V'shema tachshov she'to'ela zu kalahi. Maybe you'll say, like, that's, you know, let's say I'm not one of those people, right? I'm not one of the b'nei aliyah that Rav Shimon Yochai was talking about. So I'm not important. I'm important because I make their shoes and paint their houses. But no, this task of companionship, this is a big deal. It's not a small thing. Adarabba, Hiyosa Gedolim and Arishona. The companionship that the masses offer for those perfected scholars is even more important than the fact that they farm their food and build their houses. Halo Tirish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hishir Es HaKofrim Ba'aretz Lios Latseves L'Chasidim. Fascinating. Look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu left the Kofrim around to be companions for the Chasidim. V'amar Yisrael v'Yisromam lo garshenu mipanach b'shana achas pentia haaret shvama. V'gam inyan zeh biyaruhu chazal v'amru mai ki zeh kol ha'adam kol olam kulo lo nivra elo l'tzeves l'zeh perusho lios lo chavra. Right? This idea that the Rambam just said is mefurish in Chazal. So what does Rambam said? I know there are a lot of questions. Let's read on a little bit more. The Rambam says that why does everybody exist? The world was created for these perfected individuals, and everybody else is there as support for them, whether that's support for their physical needs or support in terms of companionship. Now, another time, we could talk about, you know, the Rambam very famously says in Hilchos Teshuva that Kol Ish V'Ish could be like Moshe Rabbeinu, could be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, right? When you read these passages, you sort of get the impression that, like, very few people could achieve this. So, that seems like a stira. It might be that he's saying, look, anybody could be a tzaddik like Moshe, but look how few practically succeed. In other words, he's not saying that most people can't achieve this, it's just most people don't. Or, I think probably more likely is that he's saying something a little different, which is that everybody could be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. That's certainly true. Tzaddik in the sense of fulfilling their potential. Not everybody could necessarily be a chacham like Moshe Rabbeinu. And something he writes explicitly in Mor Nevuchim, and therefore, if the highest level of perfection, not tzidkus, but perfection is achieved in the intellectual realm, and not everybody is created with that capacity, so then you have to ask what they're needed for, and the answer is what he answers. Okay, ad kan, the Mahalich and the Hakdama to Perash Mishnayos. Now what's remarkable is that the Rambam employs the very same argument in the Perash on Bava Kama, though in a different way. There he's talking, he's trying to explain another troubling thing, which is why we have certain discriminatory monetary laws. Laws that discriminate between a Jew and a non-Jew. The context over there is the halacha that Shor'akum Shenagach Shor Shal Yisrael's Pater, Shor Yisrael Shenagach, Ischayet, and Shor Yisrael Shenagach Shor Shalachum is Pater. What's pshat? So let's take a look. This is the next page, page number 6, where it says Pirush Mishnayos, Bava Kama. Emira din li Yisrael im Goy, hare ofen hamishpat beinehem kemo shavar lecha. Im hayalanu bedinehem zchus, didan dinenu lahem bedinehem, damanu lahem kach dincha. Im hayu yoser tov lanu shenidon, Bidinenu Dananu Lahem Lefi Dinenu Vinamar Lahem Kach Dinenu Al Yiksha Beinacha Davarza Val Titamel Love Kimo Shalot Titamel Shitas Bali Achayim Afalpi Shalot Asa Shimra. You'll say this isn't fair. It's also not fair that we shecht the cows. They didn't do anything wrong. But it's mutter to shecht the cows. Lefim Shemi shelo nishlamu bo hatchunos haanoshios, eino adam beemes. Ve'ein tachliso el adam. When he says adam here, he means the adam hashalem, right? He's referring presumably to the drasha of atem kuyim adam ve'ein umos ha'ulam kuyim adam. So, the point is that the tachlis is this adam hashalem, just like we saw in the akdama to Perush Mishnayos. The hadibur al inyan zet sarach sefer miuchad. If we really want to explain this, we need a whole sefer. So he's not telling us enough right over here to really understand this. He acknowledges it, but we're in Bava Kama, so it's not the right place. But he's telling us the same idea that he said in akdama to Perush Mishnah, but it's very interesting. Because he said it in a different way. In Hakdama to the Pirush Mishnayos, it was the tachlis of the world was for the Adam HaShalem, right? And the truth is, he didn't say anything even about Jews per se, Lav Dafka Jews, for the Adam HaShalem as an individual. Here, and everything else is just basically playing a supporting role, right? Here he says the same thing, but instead of saying it with respect to an individual, what's he saying it? with respect to a nation, right? And therefore, the discrimination in terms of monetary law is justified because the world was created for Adam, and Atam Kruyim Adam. So, first of all, we'll get back to that. So what's going on? In other words, in this place, in the first place, it sounds like non-intellectuals are created to support intellectuals. And in the second place, he says, or non-perfected people are there to support the perfected people. And in the second place, he says, non-Jews are there to support Jews. I think, and they're both, by the way, in the Parasha Mishnah. I think the pshat is that both angles are true. In other words, the first approach is true with respect to individuals, and that's an individual human being, regardless of his religion, race, or creed, can achieve shleimus, and other people that don't achieve that shleimus have a role to play in terms of supporting that Adam HaShalim. And that's true with respect to individuals. And then with respect to nations, so then there is an entire nation that has a particular mission. And the other nations play a role in supporting that nation, the Jewish people, the Rambam says, who are designated for a higher calling and can achieve a certain degree of shleimus. And just like we saw last week in the Rambam, that the Adam HaShalem can achieve incredible madregos, Jew or non-Jew, right? Like we saw, kol ish v'ish mikol bai olam, shenad varucho, etc. Everyone could become Kodesh Kadashim. Everyone could be like the Kohen Gadol. But there's also a nation that was chosen to have a specific task. So with respect to humans, all humans were created for that Adam HaShalem, and with respect to nations, all nations were created to serve that Uma Shlema. And that's why the Rambam, I think, says both things. He says the same argument in both places, one with respect to the individual, one with respect to the nation. I think you could add that there's also two different types of perfections that he's discussing. One relates to intellectual perfection, and with respect to intellectual perfection, the truth is there's no difference between Jew and non-Jew. And that's what he's talking about in Nakdama to Perish Mishnayas. And then there's another type of perfection, a spiritual type of perfection. And with respect to that, the Rambam is mechalek between the Jewish people and the rest of the world, that they have that opportunity to achieve that spiritual perfection more than any other part of humanity. And therefore, again, the Rambam makes both arguments. Now, first of all, a couple of caveats. The Rambam says it's absolutely aser midoraisa, to steal from a guy, to cheat from a guy, to deceive a guy, to do nevas das, to do anything of that sort. That's absolutely aser. It's absolutely wrong. The question you might ask is, so, you know, what's going on? Why in some areas are we discriminatory and others are we not? The basic yisod that the Ramban says, which I put on your sheets, I don't think we're going to have a chance to read it together inside, but it's towards the end, you'll see it, is that all discriminatory laws relate to elements that are not immoral. Meaning, say, let's give the classical example. That's easier to understand. The other ones, you have to work harder, but ribis, right? So the Ramban writes that there's nothing unethical about charging interest. Both parties agree or simply compensating him for the lost opportunity cost of his money. Had he not lent you that money, then you could have invested it and spent it on yourself or the like. So there's nothing immoral about interest. And so why is it wrong? Like the Pasuk says, Lo sashich l'achicha neshech kesef neshech ochel. The Torah always emphasizes achicha in the context of ribis. When it comes to your brother, so then it's wrong. Not because it's unethical, but it's because something you don't do to your brother. Now, what's interesting is that the Ramban says that that same basic principle relates to all things that we distinguish between Jew and non-Jew. In other words, it also explains why Avedas Akum is mutter, because really, from a moral perspective, finders keepers, and Hashavas Aveda is begeder chasidus, and even with respect to Shor Shenagach, that would be true. And when you learn Bava Kamma, you'll understand how you could make such a case. That's why there's a chiluk between, the chiluk between Jew and non-Jew is only with respect to Shor Shenagach as opposed to Adam Shehizik, Adam Amazik, as the Minchas Chinuch talks about. But anyway, that's a different conversation. When you learn Bava Kamma, Bava Metzia, you have to study that inyan and see how that, the significance of that. Be that as it may, So that's what the Rambam writes. Two perspectives on selection, the individual and the Ummah, and two manifestations of how that plays itself out. Now, it's also very important to remember that the Rambam says that though the Jewish people do play this special role, anyone who wishes to become Jewish can become Jewish. In other words, it's not in any way a ethnic thing. Nobody's excluded. Anyone who wants to become Jewish is Jewish. And the Rambam emphasizes, perhaps the Kuzari disagrees with this, but the Rambam certainly believes that when someone becomes Jewish, they're no different than someone who's born Jewish. They're not in any way lower. Take a look at this letter that you have here, the next source. This is a letter that the Rambam writes to Avadya Hager. Therefore, you shall pray our God, Elokev Oseinu, Elokei, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, because Avram is your forefather as well. He says that's because Avram Avinu taught the people, the whole world, and opened their minds and revealed their faith to them. And therefore, anyone who adopts the Abrahamic faith is a descendant of Avram. Because once you have come under the wings of the divine presence and you have confessed to Hashem, no difference exists between you and us. There's no difference between the ger and the person born Jewish. And all the miracles done to us have been done as well, as it were, to you and us. In other words, it's okay for you to say, Hotzei Sanu Mimitzrayim. And don't think that just because, technically speaking, your ancestors didn't leave Mitzrayim, that it would be wrong to say so. No. There's no difference, whatever, between you and us. Do not consider your origin as inferior. While we are the descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, you derive from him through whose word the world was created. So, that's a very important point to say again. Could be that there are some Rishonim who disagree. The Kuzari seems to say that the Inyan Eloki is not Shayach to Gerim to the same degree. That's why they're not Shayach to Nevuah. But the Rambam certainly does not hold that. There is no difference whatsoever. So the question that we have to consider is the following. Is there any metaphysical difference between a Jew and a guy, according to the Rambam? There are some Rishonim who do maintain that there are such differences. We refer to perhaps the Inyan Eloki of the Kuzari. The Rambam, though, does not mention anything of that sort. Well, let's take a look at what he writes in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, where he describes what a Tzelem Elohim is. Nefesh kol basar hi tzuraso, shenasan lo akel. V'adas ha-yesera ha-metzuya b'nafsho shel Adam, hi tzuras ha-Adam ha-shalem. Interesting, by the way, another reference to the Adam ha-shalem. So the das that a human being has, that is the tzura of the Adam ha-shalem. Val tzura zu, Namar b'tora nasa adam b'tzalmenu kidmusenu. Kolomar, shetia lo tzura hayodas umasegas hadeos she'en lahem golam kima malachim she'en tzura below golam ad she'idamalan. In other words, what is that tzura? The ability for the human being to understand non-physical things. Ve'enu omer al tzura zu hanikeres le'naim she'i hapeh v'chotem v'aslasos v'asear roshem aguf she'zu tovar shema. Right, our physical aspects are tovar, not our tzura. Ve'ena hanefesh hametzuya l'chol nefesh chaya sheba ocho v'shosu molud u'margish mehar. In other words, here the nefesh, right? We have to just is the nefesh of every living thing is shared with animals. In other words, we have the same type of nefesh as animals. That's what is the basis of our eating, our drinking, our procreating. Ela hadeya shitzuras hanefesh, v'tzuras hanefesh akasa medabes salmenu k'tmusenu. But the tzura is this day. Upa'amin rabos tikrazos atzura nefesh v'ruach l'fikach tzarech lizar b'shmosan shlo yite adam bahen v'chol shem v'shem Ilamed Menyano. Right, so you have to be machalik between the idea, okay, right, we have the nefesh, we have the neshama, we have the ruach. Anyway, now's not the time to get into these details. Here we see the same thing about the Adam Shalem and the intellectual achievements. But the Rambam doesn't say anything over here about any type of metaphysical difference, a difference in the soul of a Jew and a non-Jew. And as we've seen, the Rambam holds that even a non-Jew could achieve the highest madregos. What's interesting, though, is that the Rambam does say that with respect to character traits, there is a difference between Jew and non-Jew. And this is something that he repeats in a number of places. Again, I don't think it's referring to individuals as much as nations, but in terms of the national character. So here the Rambam does differentiate. And an interesting question, we'll read a couple of places where we see this, but the question to think about is, where does this difference stem from? In other words, if there isn't a metaphysical difference, then where is it coming from? Let's just read a couple of examples. Matnos Aniyim, the bottom of page 6. Achayavim anu izahir b'mitzvah tzedakah yosher mikol mitzvah shat tzedakah simin letzadik zeravram avinu shenemar ki datav l'mana sheitzav esbanav lasos tzedakah. Last week's parsha. Ve'en kisei Yisrael miskonein v'dasa emes omedes ela b'tzedakah shenemar b'tzedakah tekonani. Ve'en Yisrael negalim ela b'tzedakah shenemar tzion b'mishpat tiftev v'shaveh b'tzedakah. Li'olam ein adam Ma'ani minat staka ve'en davar ra ve'lo hezek niglal b'shvil at staka shenemar v'yama asat staka shalom kol mirach mirach mi'alav shenemar nasim michamcha v'rachemcha v'chol mishu achzari ve'enu mirachem yesh lachas liyichuso. So since the Jewish people are defined or characterized by their staka, so memela, if you meet someone who's an achzari, you should wonder about his yichus. She'en achzarius mitzuya ella be'akom she'nemar achzari hema velo yirucham. Rambam says the same thing in Hochas Avadim. Just skip to the underlined part. She'en achzarius da'azus mitzuya ella be'akom of de'avod zara v'alzaru shel Avram Avinu ve'im Yisrael she'ishpia lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu tovas ha'toyra v'tziva usam b'chukim mishpatim tzadikim rachmanim heim al hakol. Right, like Chazal say, Rachmanim, Baishanim, and Gomlei Chasadim. Ad kidei kach, like he says, that you see someone who is an achzari, you should wonder about his yichus. The Rambam says this again and again, Hilchos Isuri Bia, and Hilchos Gerushin, Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Beis, you can just read that's the next source. Lefi she'asur l'adam she'achzari v'lo yispayes, eliyah noach l'ratzos v'kasha lichos. Uvashashim vakesh mimenu hachote limchol mochal belevav shalom v'nefesh chafetza. If Vafilu heitzar lo harbe, v'chata lo harbe, lo yikom v'lo yitur. V'zehu darkom shalzar Yisrael, v'liba manachon. Aval agayim arle lev einan kein, ela v'evraso shamra netzach. V'cheinu omer, ala givonim, lefi shalom machlu Yisrael, v'al givonim, lo mibnei Yisrael heim. In other words, because the givonim showed that achzarios, they were refused to be maichel, so that shows that they're la bnei Yisrael heima. So the question is, you know, where does this come from? In other words, if you were to take an approach that there's some type of metaphysical difference, that the neshama is different, so then I can understand, you could say there's a reflection of that difference. What about for the Rambam? Does it come from our history, our education, our connection to Torah? So look back at the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Avadim. Ve'en achzarios ve'azos metzuya l'begayim harelim, aval zaro shel Avram Avinu ve'em Yisrael, sheshpia lohem HaKadosh Baruch Hu tovaus ha'toira, v'tzivum b'chukim u'mishpatim tzadikim, rachmanim al hakol. So what's the Rambam emphasizing over here? The Rambam implies that it's coming from our having been given the Torah. Right? Yishpia Olam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tovos HaTorah. And like he said also in Hilchos Matanos Lanim, that was the education, that was the heritage that comes to us from Avram Avinu, that he's going to instruct his children on the values of generosity. So, what does that mean practically? What does that mean practically? So, let's look at the following halacha. This is on page 8. From Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. So Rambam here says something that's hard to understand. It's really a Gemara in Krisos. The Gemara says, Al Basar Adam, and that doesn't apply to Behem and Kalim. And the Rambam says, Memela, it doesn't apply to a guy either. Also in Hilchos Tumah, Veina Gai Mitani Ba'ohel, Bedavar Zek Kabalahu, Vari Omer, B'milchemes Midyan, v'chol nogeh b'chalal, v'lo hizkir, sham ohel. Now there's just tumas maga for gai, but not tumas ohel. V'chein agai asher nasa tamei meis, el agai shenaga b'meis, o nisao, o heyel alav harehu, kemisha lo naga. Halimaze doma, lebehema, shenaga b'meis, o hehila al hameis. V'lo b'tumas Meis Bilvad, Elabchal Tumas Kulan, Eina Gaim Velo Habehema, Mitamin Bahen. So again, this idea comes from the Drasha of Atem Kuim Adam, Vein Umos Ha'olam Kuim Adam. And as we saw, the Rambam understands that this idea of Adam is the Adam HaShalem, and therefore, the difference, it's not that, I don't think it's precise to say that they're subhuman, but it means that there's a certain hierarchy in creation, and certain things, like we saw, are meant to play a supporting role. And that's the way the Rambam seems to explain this difference. Now, the question is, what does this all mean? So, So I'd like to turn to you now to some writings of the Maharal. And I really wanted to do Rav Kook also, but let's start with the Maharal. Let's turn to page 9, since we're out of time, and we'll start from the second one. V'av she'amar chaviv adam, ein ze kolo, kol ha'adam, ki kvar amru, ki atem kuyim adam, ve'ein ha'umos kuyim adam. Kilu shlemos habriya, shehu la'adam befrat, hu li'yisrael v'lo la'umos. Next source. V'imim tzotov bahem, hu b'mikra. In other words, as opposed to being be'etzem, being essential or fundamental, it just happens to be that way. V'yav shalom arshia mikra masmid li'olam, v'davar zeh bi'arnu b'makomos har be'me'od, ki im haya ha'mikra masmid nasa mashad b'mikra davar she'be'etzem. In other words, anything that always happens is by definition etzem. So if it only sometimes happens, it's mikra. Achashu omid kach b'tmidus. Next one. Ki kasher nivra adam hayamala zos la adam ulinawach. Im ki enam b'shem Yisrael nikrayim. V'im achar shebachar Hashem Yisbarach b'Yisrael nismai tatzelem hazeh etzel umos b'kol makom hatzelem eloki hu shayich la adam b'meshu adam. So the way that the Maharal over here, and maybe the Rambam earlier, seems to be taking this idea, is that there's a chiluk between the Yachid and the Rabbim, and that with respect to the Yachid, so then it's shayach for the Adam HaShalem. Any as a Yachid, any human being can achieve that shlemus, but as an Uma, so that is only Yisrael. And that's the pshat in Atam Kruyim Adam. So, I think probably many people are very troubled by some of these ideas. And I think we'll close maybe, again, there's much more to say on this. I think we should move on after this week, but with some ideas from Rav Kook, which I think will help us understand perhaps the Maharal and the Rambam a little better. Rav Kook is very fascinating because on the one hand, he takes the approach of the difference between the Yehudi and the Einu Yehudi to an extreme. Right? Take a look at this first quote from Orot Yisrael. Havdel, this is in the middle of page 9, Havdel shebein aneshama Yisraelis atzmiyusa mavaya pnimis shifasa tchunasa v'amdasa uvein haneshama nishmas hagayim l'chol dargosehem hu yoser gadol v'amok may havdel shebein nefesh ha'adam v'nefesh ha'behema shebein ha'achronim rak havdel kamuti nimtza aval bein ha'rishonim shorer havdel atzmi echuti. The difference between the neshama ha'yisraelis and the neshama of a guy is greater than the difference between the neshama of the nefesh, I guess, of an Adam and a behema. Because in the latter, it's just higher and lower, and in the former, it's not just a quantitative, but qualitatively different. Right? Unbelievable. But at the same time, let's take a look at there's a poem here, we'll read it towards the bottom of page 9. Rav Kook writes about his tremendous love for all of humanity. Ani ohev es hakol, eini yachol shelo lehov es kol habriyos. As kol ha'amim, rotze ani b'chol amkei lev, b'tiferes hakol, b'takanas hakol, Ahavti li Yisrael, havasi li Yisrael, hi yoser nil hava, yoser amuka, aval hachefet hapnimi mispashet hu be'azuz ahavaso al hakol mamish. Ein li kol tzorech lachuf es rosh ahava zeh. Hu novei ashar me'omek hakodesh shel hachachma shel anishama elokis. So he writes about how his passionate love for every human being, there's a special love for Klal Yisrael, but love for everyone. Take a look at the, there's a very famous poem, it's known as the Shir Merubah, on page 10. It talks about different madregos in terms of the degree to which a person is able to expand beyond himself. Yesh shehu shar shirat nafsho uvenafsho hu motzei et hakol et milo hasipuk haruchani b'miluo. There's one person, and he sings the song of his own soul. He finds everything complete, spiritual satisfaction within himself. He doesn't get beyond himself. V'yesh shehu shar shiras ha'uma yotzei hu mitoch. Hamagal shall nafsho hapratit she'eno motzei osa miruchaves karaui v'lo miyushaves yishuv ideali shoef limromei az. There's a person who sings the song of the nation. So he gets beyond himself. He gets beyond his family, his community. He loves the entire Jewish people. V'hu mizdabek be'ava adina im klalusa shel Knesset Yisrael. V'amahu shar es v'imahu shar es hashira meitzar b'tzaroseha u'mishtasheh b'tikvaseha oged yos el yonos v'torosh al avra v'al asida v'choker be'ava v'chachmas lev es tochen rucha hapnimi. So this is an incredible person, right? He truly loves Klal Yisrael. He gets beyond his sense of self, even his family, his community, and he sees and he achieves spiritual satisfaction and fulfillment in that. Okay? That's the second madrega. But he continues. V'yesh asher od tisrachev nafsho ad shiosei umispashet me'al gvul Yisrael Lashir Shirasa Adam, Rucho Hakolel Umisrachev, the something Klaluta Adam the Hod Salmo. There's someone who gets, he's even broader. He's not limited to even his nation. He sings the song of humanity. He yearns for humanity's enlightenment. He seeks to help it achieve perfection. And from this source of life, he draws all of his thoughts and his insights, his ideals and his visions. He takes from the world and he gives to the world. V'yesh od mizeh lemala b'rochav yisnasei. Ad she misached al kol hayikum kulo, im kol abrios, v'im kol haolamim, v'im kulam omer shira. There is the person who gets beyond even humanity and sings the song of all of creation. Zehu ha'osek beperk shira b'chol yom, shemuvtach shuben olam haba. Could read on, but the point that he's getting at is quite fascinating. A person who sings only his own song, we see him as a very narrow person, self-centered. A person should seek to become a broader person, to see. So the person who loves his nation, who contributes to his nation, who finds spiritual satisfaction as being a part of that nation is certainly a higher madrega. But Rav Kook writes that he too is narrow. he too is narrow. Because there's more to humanity than just the Jewish people. And a greater person is even broader. He sees the greatness in all of humanity. He contributes to all of humanity. He loves all of humanity, like we saw before in the previous poem. Love. And he joins as a member of humanity in terms of higher pursuits. And the greater person gets even beyond humanity. So while Rav Kook certainly sees that on a spiritual level, the distinction between the Jew and the non-Jew is certainly there, as we saw. But that doesn't in any way imply that he devalues anyone in humanity. And for Rav Kook, it's not a stira. It's not a stira. By seeing the godless and the potential that a Jew is capable of achieving, that's something that could be done even without losing sight of the value and the potential and the importance and the achievements of someone who isn't Jewish. And therefore, Rav Kook does both, and he doesn't see a stira. We don't, by emphasizing Jewish uniqueness, that doesn't have to be done at the same time as devaluing those who aren't Jewish. And I think that in many of the sources that we've seen today, especially the Rambam, perhaps you see that same phenomenon, which is, on the one hand, emphasizing the uniqueness of Kal Yisrael, the importance of Bechiras Yisrael, the inscrutable nature of that Bechira, but at the same time also recognizing the value, the importance, the capacity for achievement in all of humanity. And sometimes I think what happens is that when people go ahead and they emphasize Kedushas Yisrael and the special neshama of Kal Yisrael and the like, that at the same time turns into denigrating or devaluing those who lack that special neshama. What we've seen is that's not true. As we saw in the shir last week, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares for every person. And every person in the world surely plays a very important role. And not only that, but he instructs us that we have to look out for them. We have to inspire them. We have to take responsibility for them. We have to do that because they too are very valuable. And a person has to appreciate the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael without at the same time denigrating, devaluing those that aren't part of Klal Yisrael. I think some people have a hard time doing that. So when they see sources that emphasize the special status of Klal Yisrael, they see that as implying that those that aren't part of Klal Yisrael are unimportant. And that's the message that I think we've been seeing is wrong. That's not the Torah's message. And that obviously there's a lot of complexity here. But we should be able to see the uniqueness, the Bechira of Klal Yisrael, its special role, its special gifts, and at the same time also not fail to recognize the importance of all of humanity. So I think we're off next week. And Be'ezras Hashem will pick up in 2 weeks. Have a good Shabbos. Yeah.
We're saying 2 weeks ago.